Dear Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard I split my pants. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. It's problem solved. We've never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Oh, it's problem solved. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. We're helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Hey.
Sorry, I thought we were doing this like in a couple minutes.
Yeah, I said I would text you when I got out of my doctor's appointment.
Oh.
So, it's totally fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We've been talking back and forth.
Well, yeah. Okay, good point. I can't hear you, I guess is what.
Oh.
I can hear you, but just not. Okay, I have turned. I'm good.
Okay. Okay.
Can you see me?
No.
Okay, I'll let you see me so that you know it's really me.
Hey, yeah, I wasn't sure if it was you.
Right. But is it okay if we not do this? Because I'm in my car and I have to hold my phone up at a flattering angle versus like this.
You don't. Well, I do like those nostrils, though. There's some good looking nostrils. No, that's fine. Yeah, we can turn the video off. Okay, so let's update on ourselves.
Let's do. I haven't talked to you in forever.
Well, I know. Since last time we recorded this, it's the worst. We also haven't been texting.
We haven't been, but you've been super busy. You've been like traveling the world.
Yeah, I think it sounds a lot more fantastical than it is. I'm really going on trips with my children by myself. Spending a lot of money and doing zero relaxing.
That sounds lovely.
Yes, it's really nice.
But you went to Nashville?
Yeah, I went to Nashville with my sister. She took her two kids. I took my two kids. It was kind of a disaster. Well, in some ways, like the place we stayed was not conducive to kids. So that was tricky. It was really fun. We had a great time. And then I just took my daughter. Once I start talking about my sister and my daughter, they're interchangeable. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I don't love it. Anyway, I took my daughter for her 10th birthday to a resort in Austin.
Yeah.
Which, again, it sounds so fantastic, but all we did was things she wanted to do. So it's not like I was at a resort for me. I was at a resort having s'mores and watching Pocahontas.
It was her birthday, Emily.
Yeah.
It was not yours.
I know it, but I've never gone to on a resort vacation for my birthday. Anyway, and the whole time I was just like we got room service. It was one scoop of ice cream and it ended up costing $13.
Oh my God.
Things like that. So I'm like trying to keep it together as I go. None of this is particularly my love language, but it is going to make it to where I might not be able to eat next week. You know what I mean? So in my quiet time that morning, one of the mornings that I got up early and just kind of sat outside and looked at how beautiful everything was, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so expensive. And God like showed me this place in Psalms where he is like, I made this, like all the beautiful water, and I made this kind of like whale thing. I don't remember, didn't like say whale. But anyway, I made this like sea creature to like play in it. And I thought, okay, fine. I just felt him telling me like, calm right down. And enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
So I really tried.
Aww. That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Something she's going to remember forever.
Oh, yeah. I think so. She had better, or I'll keep reminding her.
Right. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? You just had a doctor's appointment.
Just had a doctor's appointment.
Baby related?
Yeah, baby related. Didn't have any, like, weird mishaps happen this time, which is good.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I am. Had the anatomy, which we already know what it is, but I still had to go for the anatomy ultrasound, and this baby did not cooperate for the heart. I was laying on that table for over an hour and a half.
Oh my goodness.
And they kept trying to like see all four chambers of the heart, but they couldn't get a good picture of it to send to the doctor to prove that there was four chambers of the heart.
Okay.
Which, first of all, maybe OBs should just start doing their own anatomy ultrasounds.
Then you don't have to prove it.
Yeah. Then I don't have to have like the perfect shot. I'm sorry that my child is not photogenic, you know?
I think it comes down to a parenting problem on your part. You need to get that baby under control.
An obedience issue.
Seriously.
I had to walk the halls probably 12 times, eat a sucker. I like pretty much offered to stand on my head to see if we could get the baby to like flip or do anything, like get to a better position.
What does a sucker do?
I think it gives them sugar. So hopefully they'll like move. Oh my gosh, basically, that's crazy. it wasn't in a perfect position for a heart picture.
Your baby's already failing at life.
It is.
Gosh.
I know. So I have to go back. I have to get another stinking ultrasound.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Yeah. All this baby stuff is so confusing to me.
I know. Can't we just go back to the olden days? I think this guy's taking a picture of me. That's really interesting. Hi. Yep. Yeah, and then he waved at me.
Weird.
What is that? And he's pushing a baby and has a like 8-year-old daughter with him.
Taking a picture of you sitting in your car.
Yeah. And then I like looked over at him and then he waved at me. Do you think he recognizes me from Instagram?
I'm sure he does. Oh my goodness.
That is so weird. That's I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary. I'm sitting in my car in a parking lot talking on my phone.
That is so weird. Maybe he was taking a selfie.
It's a very odd location to stop and take a selfie, but maybe.
It's not beautiful behind him?
No, it's like a construction zone. Oh, now he's walking towards this... This is terrible.
He's walking towards
Please
you?
Don't come over here.
Oh my gosh.
He's walking towards me.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Emily.
I will stay on the phone with you. I will save your life.
Thank you so much. Okay, maybe. Okay, I get it. He was taking a picture of his wife who is on the other side of my car.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And now they are meeting up right in front of my car.
I am having like such a reaction right now. My heart is racing.
He wasn't ever waving at me.
Oh, did you wave back?
Yes. Oh, this is terrible.
Wow, you've really been part of a nice family moment.
Thankfully, I don't think he saw me waving back.
Okay, good.
Okay, we're all good.
Okay, so you have to go back. The baby has four chambers, but we can't prove it.
Right.
How are you feeling about the pregnancy?
Better. I'm feeling good.
You're in your second trimester still?
Yeah. I'm like 21 weeks. So I'm more than halfway there because they will get this baby out of me at 39 weeks, which is kind of nice. So I don't have to go the full 40.
Okay.
But yes, I'm feeling more excited. I'm feeling not so sick. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel the baby kick, which is fun.
Have you decided on a name?
We have, I think. We're like probably 90% sure on the name.
Are you? Is this a secret name?
I don't think we're going to share it on the internet land until the baby's here, in case I change my mind, mostly.
Are you going to do one of those cute pictures where you put, my name is, and then someone hand letters it beautifully?
Probably not.
Are you going to put the baby in a pumpkin?
Well, I don't know if that's the best. It's I'm giving birth on October 24th at like 9 a.m.
Okay.
So my first outing will likely be Halloween. You know, like a week later, first time our family goes out. So it's likely I could put him in a pumpkin. But is that the best idea for a 7-day-old baby?
It's a vegetable. The worst thing that could happen is he absorbs some vitamins.
Like, can he hold his head up? Like, you know, so I'm just gonna.
Can you put like one of those like travel pillows around his neck?
I can see this being like a. What do they call those things? Pinterest fails or nailed it. Hashtag nailed it.
Oh, man. I want to see that baby in a pumpkin is all I have to say.
I put my cat in a pumpkin. You know this.
I know. It's disgusting. I didn't want to bring it up.
I feel like I've done the pumpkin thing, you know.
I've yet to put anything in a pumpkin. So I think I need to put something in a pumpkin to get it out of my system.
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay. All right. So I have to tell you something very honestly. Nobody sent me a problem in time. Oh, no. I did get one. Just how to get more vegetables in your diet. But
who wants to talk about that?
What is the let me just ask this. And then I want to solve one of our own problems.
Okay.
What is a vegetable that most people don't eat, but you eat it on a regular basis? Do you have one of those?
I don't know if it's most people don't eat. I really love Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
And edamame.
Those are both really good. Do you use...
It probably popular.
Brussels sprouts with bacon?
No, but that sounds delicious. I usually just roast them. In fact, oh my goodness, I need to go get some right now.
Well, you are in your car.
I know I am. I'll wait till this is over. But okay. I do think I'm going to stop on the grocery store on the way home.
There you go. I really love, well, avocados, but is that a fruit? That one's confusing to me.
I think that's a fruit. It grows on a tree. Isn't that the definition of fruit?
I thought like seeds had to do with fruit, but there's pumpkin seeds. I'm so confused. We're not farmers.
Pepper seeds. There's seeds inside of a pepper, and that's definitely a vegetable.
I don't know. They're sneaky ones. Like, isn't strawberry a vegetable?
No. A tomato is a fruit.
That's the one.
That's the confusing one.
They're both red. Same difference. There was this vegetable, this dried vegetable in China that I did not know what it was. And I ate it, but I loved it, but I didn't know what it was. And it turns out they dehydrate, like we do raisins from grapes. They make like these little tomato-y things from like cherry tomatoes. They dry those out and they're really good. They're really sweet.
That happens in my fridge, like every time I buy cherry tomatoes.
Hello, side hustle.
I guess I should eat them. I just throw them away.
You just sell them.
Sell them. Yeah, there you go. Look at who's the business-minded.
I know. The Chinese will love them. I don't know what they were called. I didn't even know what they were, so. Okay, I got another problem. My husband and I lead a life group at church. I have not even read this yet, so who knows where we're going.
It just came in. Is this, like, breaking news?
This is
like
breaking live, news from Julie Perito.
Yes.
We can't get the people to be committed to the group. They often put other activities before our group, study times, cancel the last minute, when we're planning on them being there. We're hurt, frustrated, and discouraged. How can we get people to see the importance of being committed to growing together as a group? Mm. Oh, that is $1 million question.
Mm-hmm. Did she say they just started it? Was that the first part?
No, it didn't say just.
Okay,
can I? I'll just start and say some words, yes?
Do some, yep.
Okay,
some.
So I think that because we have been through 3 iterations of the community group that we're currently in, I always feel super cool when I can work iteration into a sentence.
Yeah, good
by
job.
By the way, yeah, thanks. And each time the leaders became... Like, I just guess I saw them do it several times, is just really clarifying the goals and then not being shy about revisiting them and saying, mm-hmm. like, these are the expectations that we all had agreed to. And from what I'm understanding from your actions, it doesn't seem like this lines up anymore with where you're headed. So I just wanted to put that out there because we're still back on those original expectations and it isn't serving any of us well when it's not happening.
Right.
So, and not like in a shame way, but in a let's just be real way. Because they had people earlier before we came in the group who just, they were just too busy to show up. And I have a friend actually who is in charge of single women and their community group has 3 people total, I think. It's very small single women. We have 10 adults and feels like a million kids. And we still get together more than they do.
Interesting.
Because it's just commitment level, right? And we have people who are way into sports. We are not one of those people, but we have, you know, swimming lessons and we have horseback riding. Like, we have lots of stuff we do too, but we all still make it happen.
Do you just schedule those activities around your small group?
We kind of schedule small group around the activities because everything is so kind of fluid with that many people. But we still make it happen. And we still, the girls get together every Saturday morning at 6:30. And the guys still get together at like 5. I don't know. I'm asleep every morning, like Tuesday morning. And so there's a lot of commitment, even if the big group doesn't happen. So I don't know. I'd say have the uncomfortable talk.
And maybe they need to change nights. Like, maybe that could be an easy way to bring up the commitment level is, hey, we've noticed that a lot of you are canceling. Maybe this isn't a great night. Is there a better night that we can all agree on for this season, you know, for the next 4 months or whatever?
Yeah.
And that could be an easy way to bring up, because it would be hard to bring up commitment levels if you didn't start with those.
Yeah. But you can still bring it up and say, listen, this is where we're at. This seems to be where you're at. Is this just not a good fit? Because we've seen, we feel like we need more. You know, the hard thing is saying it kindly without being like, y'all are really dropping the ball here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very honestly, it's probably not going to change a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just negative, but if you're in it to win it, then you are. You can't like fabricate that. And if you try to do it, it kind of lasts for a little bit, but then it kind of peters out again.
Right. Maybe there's some underlying conflict too that people are trying to avoid.
Mm. So you could start by saying, have I hurt you in some way? Is there something I've done that has made you feel like you don't want to make the commitment to the group? I don't know.
Awkward. Yeah.
Just make sure to have good snacks at that meeting.
Yes. Yes.
Good snacks make everything better. We always have guacamole at ours. And I sometimes guard it like a hungry dog.
Is it always at your house?
I would say half the time it's at our house just because we live really close to the church and most of the other people don't. And so once they're at church, it's just easy to come right over to our house afterwards.
Oh, wait. So it's right after church.
Yeah. When it's right after church, it's always at our house. But if it's on a different day, then it's at someone else's house. Then they kind of rotate.
That makes sense. It'd be fun to have like a small group on for Sunday lunch.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that. So everyone's usually free, you know. Well, maybe high sports seat time too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not involved in a small group, even though I wish I was and hope to be someday.
You know, I think that's such a good point because so many people want to be in one and they're not. And it's hard.
Right. And I don't quite know. We try to join. This is awkward. Well, we go to church with my parents 45 minutes away. Like, my parents live 45 minutes away.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've decided, we're kind of thinking we might be in our last years of living in Hamtramck and living close to my parents. So I've decided, like, for those last years or however long it ends up being, I really want to, my parents moved up to be close to us. So, like, I want to invest well in my family. And so.
Will they be moving too, or you don't know?
They would move if we moved. Yeah. Okay. But they're waiting to see, you know, what we do or what ends up happening.
Okay.
So they're not like going to move before us, but so we drive 45 minutes to go to church with them, but it seems like I can't join a small group at that church necessarily because it's 45 minutes away. You know, like I'd want to do life with these people and you can't really do that far away. So that's been one obstacle. Another church we went to that was closer, we went to this church a couple years ago. I tried to join the small group. It was the strangest thing. They like brought up all the new small group leaders to the front of the service and had them introduce themselves, like tell a little bit about their small group, when it was meeting, and then they prayed over them, like commissioning them or whatever. It's like, oh, awesome. New small groups. I walked up to one of them and asked if we could like join their small group. And they said, oh, it's full.
What?
Oh, really? Okay. And apparently that's just not the way you join a small group at that church. You have to like get permission from the pastor and the pastor has to get to know you. And then
what?
get to know enough new people. And then it was weird. So I was really turned off by that whole process. I'm a rebellious person in general, especially when it comes to church and organized religion. And
that's funny. I don't see that from you, but
you don't?
Not really. I'm not saying it's not true.
Yeah. I can tend to have a rebellious heart. And so I was like, fine. Like, I don't want to be a part of any of your small groups, you know, sort of thing. Maybe that's not rebellion. Maybe that's just, I don't know. What's another word for that? I was embarrassed, honestly, to go up, and it was hard for me to go up and ask, can I join your small group? And then for them to be like, it's full. Why the heck were you up on stage, telling us about your small group and what time it meets? And
that is such a good point. That was very misleading.
Yeah.
Anyway. You know, and also very practically, it is so not sustainable for that pastor to meet every single person and assign an admin for that. Get somebody over that.
Right. Gosh. Or can't people just decide to start meeting on their own without approval from?
No, that's against God. Oh, man.
But your small group was put together by your church, right? You didn't know them all beforehand?
They definitely do something. They call it the church does not call it speed dating, but people say that it's speed dating. So I have never done that. We just went through the marriage ministry called Reengage. It's nationwide now, but it started at my church. And we went through that was the first thing we did when we got to that church. Because my husband's fantastic, but we just weren't prioritizing our marriage, you know? And so that was our first thing at that church. And so we met the people who ended up being our small group. They were our Reengage small group.
Okay.
So we never had a speed date.
Yeah, that sounds awkward.
Yeah, it was. I mean, people say it is, but you know, it's a good way to kind of get to know, who are you interested in knowing more about? You know what I mean? Because there's a natural, usually if you're interested in someone, they are somewhat interested in you as well.
Right.
So kind of just mixes everybody up, gets them talking.
Mm-hmm.
There's no great way to do it. But the way that church that you described did it is not a great way to do it.
It doesn't sound like the best way, in my opinion.
Oh, man. Okay. So do you have any problems we can solve for you right now?
I do have one.
I would love to hear it.
I'm a bit embarrassed about it. Okay. But
good. That means it's going to be good.
Now I'm worried it's not going to be good. So, okay. Anyways, I have fingernails.
Okay.
And they get so dirty. I don't understand what I do all day long that collects disgusting dirt under my fingernails.
Okay.
I can't. I mean, I know how to get them out. I know I use the little fingernail tool thing.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you prevent it from happening? I could be sitting on the couch watching TV, and then I look down at my nails that were clean 10 minutes ago, and suddenly they've collected dirt, like magnets.
Can I tell you what I do?
Yeah.
I cut my nails as short as they can be.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. Because I don't like that. I think going through microbiology in nursing school, I was like, nope, I'm not carrying that stuff around. So I just cut them short.
Disgusting, right?
It is. And then for me, that's just one more thing that I've got to try to keep up. Can't.
Right.
So why do you feel like you want to have them kind of longish?
Well, I actually don't like them long. I like them a tiny bit short, like a tiny bit of white, like a millimeter of white. Do you cut yours so close that
there's no white
skin? There's no white.
Mm-mm, I can't.
So you're like a nail biter, but you don't bite them. You just cut them like that.
Yes.
Okay.
And honestly, being a nurse said that to me. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand. So I don't like long nails. Those do drive me crazy. And I used to really love painted nails.
Mm-hmm.
Like my nails always had to be painted. I've gotten out of that habit because it's just too much work. So now I can see all of the dirt.
Oh, so then just paint them. Why don't you do that?
But then it's there. I mean, that's better because then other people aren't looking at my hands while I'm checking out at the grocery store or something, being like, you are a disgusting person. Which.
I hope you keep your new baby cleaner than you keep your nails.
Seriously. Someone made a joke yesterday. What were they saying? Oh, he was saying he had to go take a shower. And he's like, because he was going to lead a Bible study next. And he said, you know, if I don't take this shower, they might say, well, if your personal hygiene is like this, how is your spiritual hygiene?
And man.
He was totally joking. But then I was like, oh, man, my house is a disaster. Do people walk in here and be like, this is how you keep your house? Like, how do you keep your heart?
Oh, gosh, I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. That's funny.
Yeah. But anyways, so just cut them short. That's your answer. Or paint them and hide the dirt.
Yeah, but that's gross. If that's what you're painting them for. So my sister has a really great idea. She just shared with me the other day. She gets the, she gets her nails done, but she does the French manicure.
Yeah.
So they grow out and you can't tell that they've grown out because it's your skin color.
Right.
But then that white isn't actually, I mean, the white would cover it too.
Well, as it grows out, it wouldn't.
Well, I mean, but you do eventually have to do it again.
Yes.
This true. Is not a once and for all thing.
One-time manicure.
Wouldn't that be nice, though? I would so do that.
I know.
Okay, yeah. So I have a question about Instagram. Did you know that there's Instagram TV now?
What is this all about?
Okay, I don't know. I shouldn't be the one telling you. You should be the one telling me, frankly.
Frankly.
But I did my first Instagram TV already.
Okay.
Because I'm not an early adopter. I'm always like, that's not going to work. But I did. And
how was it?
I mean, it's just a video that you were put on there.
See, how is it different than Insta Story?
They can be longer. They can be up to 10 minutes for most accounts, but some accounts it can be up to 60 minutes. So it's like
YouTube. I wonder which one I have.
Well, I have the 10 minute one. So you probably have the 10 minute one.
Yeah.
So it's like YouTube.
What? That's live. That's Insta Stories live.
Yeah, but then you can keep it on your channel. It doesn't go away like lives do.
Okay.
So you can like build a catalog. And then in the description, you can put a link. So you can link people where you want to send them.
Like Insta Stories.
Yeah, but it's like in the, I don't know. I just kind of.
Oh, in the description.
In the description, while you're watching it, you can look at the description and click on the link and head to wherever they're telling you to go.
I've watched one person's IGTV, and it looks like you can also comment.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot.
You're going to give it a go? So will you stop Insta-storying?
Can I be honest? I am feeling over it right now. I feel like my engagement is so low and I haven't been doing anything different.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I think it's summertime.
It just makes me be like, why on the actual earth am I putting all this effort in when nothing's even happening?
Right.
I don't know. So that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, we'll see. IGTV. I think I'm going to sit back for a while.
What? Okay. Yeah. Well, let me teach you the ways.
Mostly just to give you a boost of confidence.
So I'm going to sit
back and let you teach me.
I appreciate that.
I kind of have a secret that I don't know if I should share.
100% should share.
But I feel like if I was going to share anywhere, I would share it here.
That means the world to all of us, Rebecca.
Considering I announced my pregnancy and, you know, all of that on this show.
I know. Did you win the lottery?
No.
Are you moving to Dallas?
No, I haven't even played the lottery.
Well, I'm just trying to guess, like, what it is.
Oh, what my secret is.
Yeah.
It might be too soon. I might ask you to edit this out later. But okay. I will say it now, and then I will think about it.
Okay.
So a few weeks ago, I got an email from a Christian publishing company.
Yes.
Zondervan.
That's such a big deal. Go ahead.
I'm kind of excited about it. And she had heard my name, had looked into Better Life Bags and my story and said, have you ever thought about like writing your story down in a book?
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like really? Like, is this happening? I've always wanted to write a book.
Okay.
But I've never wanted to write the book and then shop it around.
Oh, the proposals and pitching and yes. Because it's your story. It's so close to your heart, right?
Right. And that I'm not a good self-promoter person, I guess.
Okay.
And so that would feel yucky to me. That would be a lot of work that I don't really have time to do with zero guaranteed results.
Mm-hmm.
So that lazy. Or just smart.
Probably. Well, I think it's smart. You are about to have four kids and you own a business. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But I was like, but if anyone ever approached me, that would be the ideal situation in my mind. I was like, is if someone approaches me and who, that never happens, you know, like.
Especially not Zondervan.
Right. What? I feel like I got the shark of all sharks on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I need to be very clear that I don't have a contract.
Okay.
We are just in the very beginning stages of talking about, like, if I wrote a book, what would it even be about? What would it look like?
How need to explore that, though, with an actual publisher who came to you?
I do feel very honored. Like, if nothing came out of it, I have a small boost of confidence that somebody thought I could write a book. Like,
that's really neat.
So, yeah. And it's just encouraged me to keep writing because I do enjoy writing. I just have gotten out of the habit of, you know, blog writing. I don't know what other writing there is besides book writing. There's Instagram writing, I guess. But
yeah.
Anyway, so. Wow. We will see what happens, but I thought it would be fun to just bring everyone who listens to this little thing along on the journey because it's going to maybe be a big part of my life for the next few years or however long it takes to write a book. I don't know.
Yes. Okay, so I just need to be featured prominently.
On the cover.
Yes, ideally. I wasn't going to ask, like, right out here, but...
Right.
That's so cool.
That's fun news.
That is so fun. My news is that nobody wants me to do anything for them like that.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. I really don't. I mean, that is not something I'm hoping to do, so it's great.
Yeah. You don't enjoy writing?
I actually do enjoy writing. Writing at this point in my life is not good for my family because okay. I spend way too much time on it, and I need absolute silence and a cabin in the woods and a beret. I don't know. I just feel like everything needs to be just right for me to be able to write.
Yeah.
And I'm not there. So my husband's always like, yeah, I do the podcast, do the Etsy shop. Writing is not great for
Please
us.
Please don't write right now. Yeah.
Because I work with so many authors, I see the book launch process and all that kind of stuff. And thankfully, at this point, that's not anything that I'm interested in. So
yeah,
I am 100% pumped for you, but not wishing I had the same thing. So it's good.
Well, that's good. That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
One of my first questions was, I am pretty scared to write a book because I hate public speaking. And I feel like authors have to public speak. Like, that's part of the job, which is the worst combination ever, because most authors are introverts and like to be by themselves for hours at a time to write words on paper.
Yes.
And then you're going to make them stand in front of like tons of people and talk.
It does seem like opposite day.
Doesn't make any sense. But she's like, we would never, like, they were so awesome. They said, well, they really work with the giftings of their authors. And it's a book launch tour. She actually said book launch tours are not really that financially, what's the word? Like, they don't work financially.
Interesting.
So that relieved a lot of pressure. I'm not saying now you need to go write your book because you don't have to do a book launch, but not every author has to do a book launch. They like tour, you know, they take it author by author and look at like what their audience, where their audience is, how their audience responds to them already. So
that's neat. I love that.
It felt freeing because that was one of my fears. One of them. I have many, but that was one.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't like speaking. I think you'd be really good at it.
Speaking is an act of obedience.
Okay.
I'm always glad I did it when it's over, but I pretty much feel like my life is over. Like, I eat my last meal. I say goodbye to my family.
Oh my gosh.
Like, right before it happens.
Why? What do you think's going to happen when you get up there? You're just, like, going to die?
You know, assassinated? No, not really. I don't literally feel like I'm gonna die, and I'm getting better at doing it because I've had to do it more frequently, and so I don't get as crabby for like the months leading up to it with my family, you know, like the things like that. It's just this huge weight lingering in the future. And when it's over, I feel like I've been given a second life.
So new perspective. I'm actually speaking to I'm going to Oklahoma to speak this weekend. I leave tomorrow.
Wow.
And it feels, I do the same thing. I everything's fine until I remember that I'm about to speak. And then I'm like, then I get this like wave of dread. What have I done? I'll never do it again.
Right.
So I get the same way, but once I'm up there, I
And you enjoy
it.
Speaking.
I do. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy the writing process of writing the talk, but only once I've actually like got the big points, the getting the big points and choosing the topic, that is like exhausting to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm just, all I'm hearing is, you'll never figure it out. You'll never, you know, and so it just feels overwhelming. It feels overwhelming every time. So I've just learned to write a talk and give it as many times as I can. Like, I gave the same talk to every MOPS group last year, and I'm giving a different talk to every MOPS group this year.
Yeah. For sure. Well, that makes me feel better. I mean, I bet Taylor Swift still gets nervous. Don't you think?
I bet she does. I get nervous every time I'm about to go on a podcast interview. Every time still. It's so annoying.
With me too.
Well, yeah, because I think, well, what if it doesn't work? What if we don't have anything to talk about? Mm-hmm. What if I say something stupid?
Yeah. Well, you're in charge of the editing.
Yes.
You usually make yourself sound a lot funnier than you were in real life.
Oh, man. I love it. Yeah. That is one thing I wish public speaking could do for me.
For sure.
Pause like Zach Morris and improve that last joke.
If I could do a public speaking engagement on Insta stories or maybe even IGTV, I don't know. But the option to like delete those last 10 seconds and try it again.
Yes.
I would like that. I think what makes me most afraid is I sometimes think I'm funny, but, and so I'm afraid I would say something and write something and nobody would laugh, and it would just feel devastating.
You're going to have an editor, right? Who's going to say that sentence didn't make any sense.
I mean, public speaking.
Oh, okay. Well, you said write, I guess when you said write something, I thought you meant like,
Sorry. Yeah. Like write it in the, like as I'm writing my talk, I'm like, oh, this is really funny. And then I would say it out loud to everybody and nobody would think it was funny.
Yeah. That definitely happens.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. So I feel like we're actually solving all the problems if nobody has emailed you problems.
I know. We have a pretty strong indication that we have fixed everything.
Do we need to rebrand?
Huh. Like maybe we can create problems for people. That's a really good idea.
Oh my goodness. Okay, tell me your problem. I will solve it.
I think that one of my problems right now is I just have too much to do with the time that I have. And so I don't know what to do because I just have I can't tell what's important in my business and what is not important. And I have goals and everything's swimming around in my head and I am having a hard time like figuring out what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
So it makes me just be like, well, I made this job up. I can just quit it.
Didn't you take a break last summer?
I have never taken a break.
What?
I took 1 week off in 3 years.
Emily Ann Thomas.
Here's the deal is I have people every week that I have to do ads for. True. You know what I'm saying? So I can't just stop doing it.
And you can't do those ahead of time? You can't like...
I can, but getting ahead... I can hardly keep up with what I'm doing. So getting ahead is not an option. But I am going to do a rebrand. Maybe I can announce that on this.
So yes. I was like prophetic when I said the word rebrand.
When did you say that?
I just asked if we needed to rebrand Problem Solves.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are rebranding some other things for sure. So I'm going to... Okay. I feel so funny saying this, probably like you did about the Zondervan thing, but I feel like as soon as I say it, I'm going to be like, never mind. Sorry. I want to rename the show, The Struggle Well Project. Did I already tell you this?
No.
Okay. Because I just feel like as I grow in speaking and all the things, I'm mainly talking to women about women things.
Yes.
And I have six kind of topics I want to focus on, and I want that to go through them twice a year.
Yes.
And then eventually, like long term, create like some free resources and some online courses about each of the topics, bringing in people that I trust on those topics.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's kind of what I want to do. And so I'm going to talk about like spirituality, your sanctuary, like your home, community. How do you build that? Friends and all that kind of stuff. Family, your body. So like wellness, food, oils, all that stuff. And then identity. Who are we as people, as women?
I love it.
Do you? I feel so nervous about it.
No, that makes so much sense.
Okay.
Yes. That's why you feel like you have so much to do.
Because I'm in the middle of trying to get a new logo and hiring a virtual assistant. That's what's coming up in the next couple months. New logo, new title, new format. Yeah.
So, okay. Don't you think you could stop doing podcasts for a month and get, like, you don't stop, but you stop pushing them out and then you can get a month ahead?
Maybe I'd do old shows for a month. I don't know. Maybe I could just take July off and I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that.
It's just an idea. But then, I mean, it's kind of like the rat wheel. Is it a rat wheel or is it it's a hamster. Hamster wheel. Kind of like a hamster. Rats are allowed to be on it, I'm sure.
Rats are allowed, but rats race and hamsters go on wheels.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's kind of like the hamster wheel because you could take this month off, get a month ahead. But then if you take a week vacation, now you're only 3 weeks ahead. You know, it's going to keep cutting back.
The show drops on Monday, and I can't believe how fast Monday comes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Every day I look up, and I'm like, it's Saturday? Are you kidding me?
Well, you do a great job of getting them out.
Thank you.
Getting them out on time.
Thank you. That's my producer.
Oh, okay. Well, she does a great job. Yeah.
So, anyway, that's...
That's exciting!
You'll have to talk to me about how to launch things, because I don't have an idea. And I know there's, like, a way to do it.
Is there?
Well, I think there's like strategies and some people do it really well and some people...
I don't feel like I'm one that does it well.
You have like this natural, you get business.
Hmm. Well, thank you. Well, we can talk about it.
Okay.
Awesome. You know, perhaps a hot air balloon ride across America with Struggle Well Project written on the side would be...
Wow. I mean, that's... just right out of the chute, you're coming up with all these really good, realistic, achievable goals. Oh, man.
You could become like the new Goodyear blimp where everyone's so
excited. Oh, good. That's always been my, that has been a goal. It fits right in with the
theme. I'll think of more realistic things.
Okay. Thank you. I solved your nail problem. I do expect you to solve my rebrand and launch problem.
Okay.
Because they're the same level of difficulty.
Right. Yes. Have you done a brain dump, right? Where you've just written everything down that you can think of that has to be done?
No, I need to do that.
Yeah. Just do it. And then you can look at it and see what's most important or what has to come first.
Okay.
Then it's not all stuck in your head, too.
That's what I feel like. I can't even, like, think straight.
Yeah.
Too many things in there.
Just write it all down. Brain dump.
I'm doing it.
Are you firing me?
No. Uh-uh.
Am I involved in your rebrand? Is Problem Solved going to continue?
Totally. I mean, my plan was that it would. You're the one who's iffy about this.
Oh, please.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
For heaven's sakes.
You're about to have baby Emilio, and so... it may be harder for us to get this happening, but
it may be.
The problem solved ball is in your court.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we've done enough. I think this is going to be a lot for me to edit, so I'm going to hang up on you now.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye. You always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind.